Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from Tacoma, Washington. Just rearranging some of the chairs because, well, all of the chairs, because there's people sitting directly to the sides of us, and I want them to be able to see. I try to be awesome. That guy said I was awesome. All right. Somebody gave me a shit ton of Donettis already. So, yeah, get your faces ready for that. All right. It's Saturday, January 19th, and we're at the Tacoma Comedy Club. It's 4:20-ish, and it's time to see some name tags. Where's your name tag?
I don't have one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's the closest to the stage, and he doesn't have a fucking name tag. Look at him with his arm up on the thing, all cocky. Scott of the Dead. Great job, Scott. Jeremy E.B. instead of E.T.
All right.
And my face is the moon? Not a compliment, dude. A very Brady what?
Sequel.
That was the name of it, right?
Yeah.
But you drew it.
I drew it.
She drew it for you?
Yeah.
You're disqualified, sir.
It's like big eyes.
Let's talk about hers. Bridge in the Hood.
That's me.
Your name is Bridget?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's in the...
I saw you guys walking down the street today.
Yeah.
I love the lights on the name tags. That's amazing. I still can't read them, but they look great. This one's got, you got the fucking infinity hand. That sounds like something like an invention that lets you jerk off forever. The infinity hand. All right, well, lots of great name tags. Oh, there's that Judgment Day, Judgment Day. I saw that one on the internet today. But yeah, great job, everybody, and be ready to whip those out again later. That Mrs. Doubtfire one's really, really quite special. And yeah, you can go ahead and lower those. People behind you want to see the show. But next time I ask for the name tags, hopefully someone from the facility can bring the house lights up a little bit. That'll be helpful. It's not my first time here. Time for Doug Plugs, everybody's favorite part of the show. Where's he going after this? Where's he going to be that we can't go? Well, Vegas, for one. Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel. It's actually on the first floor, but you get the idea. That's Sunday, January 27th at 4:20. Doug Loves Movies is back in L.A. on Tuesday, January 29th. And Dallas, Texas at Hyenas on Sunday, February 2nd, also at 4:20. Yeah, Hyenas. I mean, it's not as good a name as Tacoma Comedy Club. I'm serious. I mean, I love Hyenas, but shit, Tacoma Comedy Club says exactly what you need to know. Hyenas just is like, oh, it's some silly laughing animal. Where is that going to happen? All of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
From the corrections department. Haven't talked to the corrections department in a while. I've been nailing it. But I did have to reach out and have a discussion with them about how Keira Knightley was in 4 of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Yeah, the fourth one, she was not in. She was not in On Stranger Tides. So I'm glad we cleared that up. That worked out pretty good. Let's check out the prize bag. Don't get too excited. I had to fly here, and I only went with a carry-on, so it's lovely items, but they're small. Starting with my most favorite thing, I was here in October at the Tacoma Dome participating in an event called the Lemon Haze Cannabis Convention and Comedy Festival, and here's their beautiful shirt. I really like this shirt, and I'm giving one away today. So you can... You can hometown pride that shit, and hopefully we'll come back and do that event again here because it was such a good time. Here's a little red kerchief bandana thing. You could do a pocket square if you're a gentleman. You could shove it down your pants if you're a lady. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. The weed is too good here. Yeah. There's a Doug Loves Movie sticker, a Hank Hill sticker. Check that out. Raise your hand to verify that that's Hank Hill. Raise your hand. Good job. Do you know Hank Hill when you see him? Yeah, he knows. And then I was in San Francisco last week, and the lovely people at the dispensary called Spark gave me a really nice grinder that I'm going to share with you guys on the off chance that the winner likes marijuana. Hard to imagine somebody who doesn't in this region, but I guess it happens. All that is in the prize bag, plus I'll throw some fucking Donettis in there. And I'll keep some to throw at the audience. Yeah. And at my guests. I'm going to throw Donettis at my guests. Please give it up for Justin Robinson, Andrew Collin, and Nikki Glaser.
On a Doug Loves Oh, y'all don't know me? You don't know me? I'm from that thing. No?
No, okay. You're not even from one thing.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
my really... Instagram? Sorry. Dad.
I was on Real World in 1998. Anyway, sorry.
No offense to Doogie Horner and Tom Takkar, but you were on with them.
Oh, that's a good... Okay. I feel it this time, you know? I really feel it.
Yeah, you're definitely the most famous person in Tacoma right now.
Okay, I'll take it.
And that person should get a plaque or something.
The key to the city.
Oh my God, can you
imagine? Where would I go?
Take this car downhill straight into the water.
Has anyone ever just lost control and just gone?
You gotta think they have.
At least once.
Certainly, maybe even on purpose.
Maybe on a bird.
I mean, it's San Francisco style, the streets around here.
Oh, it's nice.
And I don't know why you don't get air more often. When I'm just walking around as a pedestrian, I'm like, God, I wish I could get air like these cars could if they just gunned it a little.
Oh my gosh, there's so much air to be had. You're right.
Yeah, it's true.
I was just on a run and I kind of like, I don't know your laws about jaywalking, but I assume you can because there's just like patches of time where no one's coming. So I'm not an idiot. I think I'll be okay. And so I went, but then this car came out of nowhere and I was an idiot. And they honked at me and I just was like, I was embarrassed. So I did the thing of lashing out where you're just like, oh, really? What are you gonna hit me? Like that kind of thing. And then I flicked them off and when they were like far enough away where I could like feel like I could get away, and I flicked them off, and then I went on a run, and then I got back to my hotel, and the guy DM'd me, and he was like, that was really upsetting for me, that you got so mad at me. I was excited, I saw you, and I honked. I was like, fuck you, like, to a fan, so I apologize.
Yeah, that was so exciting for that guy, because I could guarantee you there are zero celebrities jogging in Tacoma. This is the city you visit when you want to just stay in your hotel room for a couple of days.
That's true.
Because the view is amazing when you can't feel it.
Yeah.
When it's nice and warm in your room.
Oh, God.
You just sit there, Tacoma Dome.
Yeah. I do like this city. It is both beautiful and sad. You know, it's like it's equal both.
Yeah.
And there's something beautiful about that together.
It's like all in one. It's you guys got everything here.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't take that offensively and you kind of embraced it because you know it's so true. Like, it's so true. Beauty and sadness, every corner.
But I will say that as chilly as it can get here in the wintertime, I will still visit because it's West Coast chilly. And not fucking East Coast chili.
So good.
Yeah, weather.
That West Coast chill is like, it is, that's no joke. It's beautiful. It's awesome. I ran outside today. It was great. I mean, it rains all the time. It rains a lot here. Just, you guys are just always ready for the rain. You just assume it's going to rain, like at some point in the day, right? Because I was getting dropped off at my hotel the other night, and it was right before my show, and the manager was like, what time do you want me to pick you up for the show? That's like a good impression of him, by the way. Like, if you
know
Tony.
Yeah,
hey, what time do you guys want me to get you for the show? And that was a legit Tony, if you know Tony. So,
they know fucking Tony. Nailed Tony.
I just nailed
Tony. I hope the internet doesn't find out.
And he goes. He goes, I'll pick you up. And I go, I can walk over because it's close enough. And he was like, oh, no, it might be raining. And which I found is like, I think that's also like, it might be like dangerous. Like it might be raping outside is what he was saying to me. Like it might be raining. That was like a code word. Because
it can get, the streets can be a little deserted around here. That's true. But again, it's because no one wants to be out. So it's only the most hardy of rapists.
Not the kind of rapist you want.
They just don't.
One?
Most rapists are lazy. And they...
They're all like...
They're like, I do it today, but brrr.
The rapists out and about here are probably dressed... It's like the I Know What You Did Last Summer villain. You know, like, they're all like a Gordon's Fisherman type. Artie Rapist. Don't trust that Gordon's fisherman. Do not.
Seamen are the worst.
Oh, shit. It was right there.
All right, let's meet my guests instead of just one of them.
Sorry,
But let's start with her. It's Nikki Glaser, everybody.
Oh, sorry.
Host of You Up with Nikki Glaser on Sirius XM channel 95.
So if you have Sirius or a rental car, tune in. Every morning, Monday through Thursday, 2 hours every morning.
Or at the very least, find somebody who does have it and get their code, because Sirius is not good at keeping people from sharing their code.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could give it to like 10 people.
Oh, my gosh.
And you didn't hear it from me.
Or me. I did not endorse that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a show every morning on that, and it's great. It's so fun.
What happens? You'll be back in time for Monday morning show?
Yep. My schedule is insane. Monday,
you have a show on Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah, we're coming into work. We're working.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why am I working that day? No, I'm angry.
I think it's because you're racist.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry.
Bad.
Or you just want to give racists something new to listen to.
Yeah, what are they?
They're so angry that everything's shut down.
What do they do on that day? Yeah, I want to give them new content.
Yeah. So they're going to be set. Racist truckers are going to listen to you all morning long on Monday. But thank you for being here.
Thank
and
you,
you got two more shows tonight that I would mention if they weren't sold out already, but they are.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. That's just a straight up brag.
Next to Nikki, directly to her left, is a gentleman who's opening for her all weekend long, and you've heard him on her show. It's Andrew Collin, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How's it going, dude?
It's good. I'm good. I don't know. I'm nervous. I haven't seen that many movies, so I'm just...
Oh, do you want to step outside and catch up on a few?
You have a DVD player.
You didn't cram all night? We've got, like, the hotel has 6 channels of HBO. You could have really studied a lot of shitty 80s movies.
She doesn't pay for a room for me. I sleep out in the streets with the rapists. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm out on the streets. Win T-Town, baby.
Do you guys call it T-Town?
I read that.
No, we don't, call it.
You don't call it T-Town?
We don't call it T-Town
well,
at all.
Well, fuck the hotel brochure then, because I read T-Town is what I say, and everyone will love me. T-Town, baby. Yeah, there it is. Thank you.
Now, when you say that here, the people tell you to tack off.
Wow.
But thank you for being here. And
thanks for having me.
Our third panelist. You know him and love him if you've seen Doug Lowe's movies in Seattle or Tacoma, because he roams between both areas quite freely.
I'm a nomad, yeah.
Yeah, it's Justin Robinson, everybody!
Hi, everybody!
A.K.A. Rev, his name on the radio show is Rev En Fuego.
Yes, I am the Reverend En Fuego, cheesy radio name.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta
How'd you get that name?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ gave you that name? No.
No. Well, I am ordained, Universal Life Church, because anyone can do that. And then the Enfuego is because I had a video game character that, yeah. So, just based off a video game character.
Rev is for Reverend, and then Enfuego.
Enfuego is because I had a wizard. With the last name in Fuego.
Wait, so you gave yourself this name?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I love it. It's good. Reven Fuego.
Was that cool? Was that Spanish?
I tried to press it up at the end there.
I just picture like a guy, like a Mexican dude in a Robert Rodriguez movie with a clerical collar, but he opens up his Bible and it shoots fire in people's faces. To me, that's Rev En Fuego.
Yeah. Sorry I took the name as a dumpy fat white guy with a beard and bald hair, but hey.
And you're on mornings on KSIW, the Rock of Seattle.
Yep, KISW 99.9. Yeah, we do the morning show with BJ and Migs. And I know you love me because I do all the trivia questions. And
well, yeah, I mean, you're the more, you know, those guys have been on this show, but they don't know shit.
Yeah.
And
pretty much.
You
oh, boy.
Know,
oh,
I, boy. Especially with Andrew here for his first time. And Nikki is a frequent competitor. I wanted to bring in
and
somebody
Jimbo.
Strong. What?
And Jimbo.
And Jimbo?
Yeah.
Who's
I don't
Jimbo?
Know what that means. Is that some shit sequel to Dumbo? Just a guy who works at the circus.
Yep, I'm Jimbo.
He's got big ears, but he can't fly. All right, so really quick though, because Nikki, you have a morning show.
Yeah.
You up with Nikki.
Yeah.
So what should you should give Andrew Colin a? He's on all the time.
Yeah.
You should give him a nickname, like morning
oh,
show
he's
nickname.
Got one.
He does.
Oh yeah.
What
his
is it?
His nickname is Little Puddle Boy.
What?
Little Puddle Boy.
Yeah. Okay. So one time we were on the road together and he had been on some podcast that morning and he was getting a lot of feedback, a lot of DMs from ladies just saying different stuff. Being and one of them said,
"You make me puddle in my pants."
Right. And he told me this, like bragging, and I go, she means she's not turned on by you. You made her laugh so hard she peed. And then
I'm not funny.
No,
that's cum. That's definitely cum.
It's
definitely
got turned on enough by his story on some podcast that she puddled her pants.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm a little puddle boy. And I go, you are, I can't deny it. Someone reported puddles in their pants.
So we both named ourselves.
Yep.
And, that's who we are as people.
Choose your own reality.
And then he added a Lil on it overnight. I woke up in the morning and you were a Lil Puddle Boy on Instagram.
You know.
What I'm made starting, you add the Lil?
Because I have a young demographic.
Start
what do you want from
you
me?
Wish.
14 to 18. I'm killing it, you know? All right. T-Town.
So yeah.
Do you have a nickname, Doug?
No. Every once in a while, somebody tries to pin a nickname on me, but it never sticks because I don't hang out in groups.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, you gotta be around people that all start adopting it, and I change it up all the time. It's hard for people to get nicknames going over DMs and texts.
I agree.
Yeah.
I've never been a nickname person either.
You're the Glaze, no?
The Glaze?
The Glaze?
Shut up. I'm going to throw a donut at you.
No, the Glaze?
I call myself Old Glaze Dog sometimes. But
yeah.
That's what I call
myself.
Old Glaze Dog.
That sounds like you the most.
No, you got glazed on, you said. No,
what?
No, you never say that?
I've never said I got glazed on, no.
My puddle boy.
I've got glazed on.
Yeah, you should have a bell in the studio. First thing in the show, you ring it when you got glazed on.
That bell would be broken. That bell would be.
Hey, it would.
Am I on the show still tonight?
I don't know anymore.
Apparently you don't pay attention when you are. She's not getting any.
No. That's all I talk about at the goddamn show. I can't get... Yeah. It happens enough. Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Let's move on to the part where you guys share what you brought for the gift bag. What do you got, Justin?
Oh, fancy. Ghost of Christmas Past, bunch of shit that I either got or I found for Christmas. Like, I think in our house, so I think most of them are pretty cool.
Nice.
I wanted to start off with a 55 count of candy canes.
Very
miniature
nice.
Candy canes.
Very nice. 55.
Can you imagine how mad you'd be if there was only 54 in there?
Like, 55 isn't a normal number. I was kind of surprised at that count. Like,
You
need a 50 count and just five extra.
It does seem like you're getting, like, that would sell me. I'd be like, but 55, you know.
A board game that I'm pretty sure I got as a gift, still in the cellophane. It's a nice, fun little party game.
What's it called?
Just One.
Oh, man.
Oh, I see. It's a board game for loners.
Yeah. Solitaire.
I'm into that.
If you love solitaire, you'll love this fucking game.
If you're really lonely,
here's something fun for you to play before you go shoot up a place.
Yeah.
And a key.
One last game.
Jesus Christ. And a bottle opener that is a key. This is actually a wedding souvenir from my wedding, my steampunk wedding.
Oh.
Nice.
So it'll actually open up beers too.
Oh.
You got married to a steampunk?
Yes. We are both steampunks. Yeah, we did it out in Vegas down at the Bonnie Springs Ranch. We had everyone go out there and got all dressed up and.
What does it mean to be steampunk?
The simplest is when goth meets brown. So think of all those loner weird kids.
Wait, what?
And then they discovered like the Old West or Victorian times. And then they add like gears and shit to it. And boom, it's, you have steampunk.
Oh, it's the aesthetic in Will Smith's Wild Wild West, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's right. I remember it now. Yes.
Yeah, and he definitely deserves to have ownership of that. Will Smith's
yes.
Wild Wild
it was
West.
Very heavily. But.
Wow, wow, West.
But what does it mean? It just means you like to dress up like that?
Essentially, yeah. Okay. Like with steampunk, it was like instead of electricity, everything is still essentially steam powered.
Got it.
So lots of pollution, and then they romanticize right. all of the horrible conditions of Victorian England.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, I get it. I think I'm sold. Like very a lot of rust.
Yeah, a lot of rust, a lot of steam.
That's comfortable
dirt
to wear.
And, oh yeah.
Right. Finally, the goths are bringing it down a notch. Yeah. Black was too hot to wear in the sun. Yeah. Let's go brown.
It's more earthy, man. Yeah. Earthy goth.
All right. Well, thank you for all that. Can you pass that bag down? We'll throw it with the other bags. And Andrew, what do you got for us? I know I sprung this on you yesterday.
Yeah. They wrapped it, so I feel... All right, I'll run
you. You got it from the gift shop at the hotel. I'll hold this for you.
I put it on her fucking dab.
I mean, it's a wonderful gift shop. It's a wonderful gift shop, unless you're looking for, like, aspirin or something that you would need in a hotel gift shop.
There's so much glass.
There's a lot of products that have nothing to do with what you might need in a hotel.
She's like, everything here supports local. It's all local artists. You're supporting local artists. And I'm like, I don't feel like I should be supporting this anymore. Like, some of them, I'm like, this feels like enabling if I were to buy an item.
Yeah, you guys just sit around making shit out of glass? Get it together.
Some of it's good, but other stuff, it's like, this is...
Get a job.
Not, yeah. Don't even teach art. Far from art.
Are you interested in a snack? We have a Lunchables made entirely out of glass.
I'll take a pizza. All right, so this is not glass. This is edible. They're edible lips.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's made by a local artist. She told
me. These are my lips, so if you want to, yum, yum. All right, okay, there we go. And
okay, that was a fun little
joke. What
do
you mean by edible? Like wax?
No,
like
you can eat these. Them. These are a cookie.
It's a cookie.
Oh, it's a cookie. Ooh.
Cookie. Yeah, it's a cookie.
It's a cookie puss.
Yeah, it's cookie lips.
Oh my God, it totally is a vagina. It could be a vagina, too.
Oh, she sold it to me horizontal.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But now, I got a deal, boy, at $4.
Let's get vertical.
Vertical. Okay, and then...
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're all individually wrapped. This is lovely.
Oh, you this had to great. Watch her wrap each
a
of these.
A deck things. Of cards.
Wait, she put protective wrapping around a deck of cards? I get it around a fucking face cookie, but... Goddamn this, deck of cards
this was
needs
the
protection.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So you guys know these? Yeah. It's a gift that keeps giving, really. You know, and then this is the big one. This is
okay.
I'm sorry.
Very exciting.
I'm sorry. This is also wrapped. I'm sorry. It's in here. It's a glass.
The cheapest piece of glass in that store. Let me see this.
I don't know if it's any. It
I can't believe you found something.
Yeah, it's a shellfish, I think.
It doesn't. It just looks like a blob of cum. Like it literally does look like it's. I don't know.
They look come together. It's like, a twofer. You get a nice pussy lip with a glob of glass cum.
It really does. I'm not trying to be crass for the sake of it. It really just does look like a glob.
Yeah, it really, I mean, that should be a thing. Like, you know.
She had an interesting name for it. I forgot, but whatever.
This is so many babies that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Turned into a nice piece of glass.
Yeah.
All right.
I love them. That's it, guys.
Great job, Andrew. That's your first prize
really
bag
good.
Attempt, and I think you did great.
Thank you. Do I give that to you?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Down. Pass it down.
Like somebody, you gave somebody something to eat and a hobby.
Yeah.
And a third thing.
All right, I just have one thing. I didn't have a gift. I went to that dumb gift shop with you earlier, and you had not purchased all these things before.
Yeah, I tricked you. I said, I don't like anything in here. And then I knew there was some good stuff. There were some gems in there.
Well, I left that store being like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was going to just bring the sex kit from my hotel room. And then that's $28 for like a condom and some lube. Like, no, sorry.
Yeah, but used, it's $10.
And then I went on a run to go to the 10 Things I Hate About You Stadium in town. It was so cool. Oh my God, it was so cool.
I love you, baby.
Loved it.
I met him.
That was the coolest
remember?
Thing. Yeah. Okay. So then on the way, I'm gonna breeze over that. He met Heath Ledger.
In Greece.
Yeah.
Before he died.
Yeah. Why didn't you help out? Why didn't you give him some encouraging words?
Actually, I told him this was late in his career, and I told him my favorite movie was 10 Things I Hate About You. Late in his career.
Yeah, he was like, he was already the Joker at this point.
Yeah, he was the Joker. Yeah, and I told, And I was being like, sincere. I fucking love that movie. I love T-Town.
He's so good in it.
Yeah.
So I went and saw that today, but when I was running there, I ran past this old toy store that has like old vintage toys plus like new stuff, and everyone has like different, and I'm walking through, and...
You mean Dorkies?
What's it called?
No, I'm just joking.
No. I was wondering if you're going to bring
they
it up.
Have a bunch of old games in
it
there.
It was Trickies.
Trickies, not associated with Dorkies.
Yes.
No.
And then I often get told that I look like a WWE wrestler named Charlotte Flair. And I found her toy. And I look more like her than any person that I've been told I look like, I think. And this is so cool, and I'm so excited about it. I'm going to sign it.
You got to sign it. Yeah,
I love this. She's so cool. So, I bought it. And
The glaze.
There you go.
Yeah. Old glaze dog. Charlotte Flair. All right.
Was there something else in there?
Was it?
Ooh. Looks like a coaster.
Oh, a coaster tumbled up to the floor. Oh.
Who is it?
Wait, who says this?
It's got Bill Cosby on it.
Whoa.
It's a coaster that has Bill Cosby on it.
And it says, I love pudding. Putting my dick where it don't belong.
Does it really?
Guys, where did this come from? This is insane.
I would claim that.
I will say that I grabbed this bag from backstage and it had that, that's what it had in it. This is a double prize.
There
oh
was probably
God.
A comic rolled through here and that's what he sold after
that
shows.
Is so cool. Oh my God. You guys lucked out that I grabbed that bag. Yes. Oh my God.
Whoa.
I need a minute. That was really...
Take a minute.
I did not expect that to be so fucking funny.
I know! I couldn't believe... I was like, no way is this coaster going to have a good joke on
yeah.
it.
It's just going to make me sad.
Yep,
but
yep.
nope, it brought a smile to my face.
Oh my God. Putting my dick where it don't belong. Classic.
Don't you love that
coaster would have made no sense. Like 5 years ago, you would have been like, "What the fuck?
No,
why would they
no,
do that?"
No, that used
that
to be a joke. That used to be a joke in Hannibal's act. Oh my God. Okay. One question before we get to the games portion, which I'm sure is what Andrew's really nervous about.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm not nervous at all.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, you're a hot reverend.
Thanks. I'm blushing.
Justin, what was the last movie you saw in any format?
I just actually this morning ended up going back to back and watching the two documentaries on the Fyre Festival.
So,
Fyre Fraud and then just Fyre. Oh, that shit is amazing. Yeah. Like, it is insane that just this, like, sociopath who apparently just loved the movie Wall Street decided to, like, charm the shit out of so many people. Like, I watched the Hulu version first, and it just shows what a total dickbag he is. And then the Netflix one basically just tells and shows you, like, every single person that he fucked over. Yes. Like, epically. And it's just, it's amazing how him and Ja Rule just took so many rich white people's money. There's so much of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't really feel bad for
him. Do you recommend one over the other?
No, I think they're companion. I think you should watch one just to see, because one of them actually has the dude in it, Billy McFarlane. And just watching him squirm when they ask him random questions, it's kind of fun. But then you get to actually see the people that were involved in it, who believed in him.
Wow.
With the Netflix one.
Yeah, they say that you should watch the Hulu one, and then the Netflix one is like the bonus footage.
Yeah, that's basically, yeah.
Start with Hulu.
And that's what I did.
I mean, Hulu doesn't sponsor this show, so do whatever you want.
Live your life.
Whatever feels best to you guys. Andrew, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Creed 2. Yeah? Yeah. That's, yeah. Big Creed head out here, yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't... That's kind of unexpected.
Yeah, this guy's
people
really...
People are that fired up about Creed 2.
Yeah!
Will you be this excited when they get around to Creed 3?
No.
The guy, but...
It's all about 2, you guys.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, right? I'm sure it's fine. Like, I just don't know why there's more.
They make you feel bad for the bad guy so much that it doesn't feel like you don't give a shit at the end when they fight, you know?
Why, did Creed fight, like... Did he fight like a handicapped person?
Have y'all seen it? Yeah. He fought a guy in a wheelchair. And, it was a nice wheelchair. He fought Drago's kid. He fought Drago.
Yeah, but why do we care about him?
Because his mother didn't talk to him or something. Has anyone seen it?
Are you kidding me?
I don't think anyone's seen it.
Oh, this guy's really upset.
I bet there's a lot of people Drago's mother doesn't talk to.
Yeah.
Including Drago. Like, what the fuck?
Drago, yeah. So after Drago lost, they, like, stopped. All of Russia hated him.
They all became sad.
Yeah. And so then, you know.
Oh, yeah, you empathize with his experience. Like, he had it rough.
Yeah. As opposed to just being fucking, just Russian piece of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to sympathize with that guy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Anyway. People yell out random shit during this show, Andrew. Don't worry about it.
I like it.
You don't have to handle it, like, in stand-up.
What the fuck, dude?
You just move on. Nikki, what was the last movie you saw?
A Star is Born.
Yeah!
Duty impression. Duty
hair,
impression.
Body, face.
She could do it.
What did you think?
You know, I really thought that... I thought Lady Gaga's... I'm doing a Lady Gaga. I just thought her... I didn't love it. I gave it a solid B-. I don't know. I wasn't swept away in it. I thought they had amazing chemistry. I definitely think they've had sex. I'm like 100% sure that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga have had sex.
He kept that dog, right?
And I know, what?
He adopted that dog.
Oh, he's like,
I love this dog. I love this dog
care.
So much. I'm gonna take it home with me.
Yeah,
I don't care who owns it.
It's the cutest dog that's ever been seen. Of course you fall in love with that dog. We're all supposed to go like, oh my God, he's such an amazing guy because he got this perfect dog. Like, of course.
Everything
so
on the set
care.
That he liked, he took home. The dog, Gaga.
I just did. No, I have no. I just, their chemistry was off the charts, and it was, and just the way she talks about him on the talk shows, you're just like, something went down. So I like that about
it. I'm liking your Gaga impression. Say something about Bradley Cooper and how great he is.
You know about, well, the thing you know about Bradley is 100 people can be in a room, and one person doesn't, most of the people in that room don't know what the fuck you're talking about with this analogy over and over. But if one person does, that person is Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper believed in me. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. Thank you so, so very much. I just try to sound jazzy and like I have emphysema.
You know, that song, my friend Stephen Falk brought this up on Twitter. That song, the line is, I'm at the deep end.
I'm off the deep end.
Why don't I leap in?
What, really?
She says, leap in, and it's about a pool. You fucking dive in. You don't leap into a pool.
No, it's... I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in.
That's what it should be.
It's shallow.
Oh, yes.
It is shallow. You're right about that, you asshole.
Whoa, that song just got crazy to me. You shouldn't dive into a pool. It's dangerous. Especially if it's a shallow pool. Whoa.
But you turn so before deep. You hit the bottom.
Well, hopefully.
I don't know.
You know that movie, like the thing that bothered me was that, let me just name a couple things, because I just got beef with this movie that everyone finds so perfect. Okay, she sings like two lines in a parking lot, and then like he writes a whole song around it,
yeah.
And then she is like, I don't want to sing, and she goes out and knows the whole song that she didn't write with, like he wrote a, that was unbelievable.
It's more amazing that he knows all the words to a song she told him in a parking lot.
Yes.
Because he's the one that's fucked up all the time.
Yes.
She's been thinking about her song.
Yes. There's so many. I could keep going. But yeah, did you like it? What did you feel?
I loved it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I only saw it once, though. I got to go through that weird period where it's like on airplanes and I watch it too many times.
Oh, yeah. I should watch it again. I mean, I guess it was good. I don't know. I just... There were so many moments where she was like, he's chasing her all down, like trying to get her to come on tour with him. And it's like any girl in her position would be like, yeah, let's do it. And then she's like putting up such a fight. And then she goes to work and one person says one thing, like she puts on her clothing. She's pushing him out the door. She's like, no, I don't want to go with you. But like, stop, leave me alone. She goes to work and it takes one, her boss to be like, well, you're kind of late. And she's like, I'm leaving. And it's like, what? Okay, you wanted to go the whole time. This whole buildup was for nothing. Just go. We could have saved 20 minutes if you just went like you wanted to.
Don't let your golden parachute get caught in the door on the way out.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah.
We're going to Arizona. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, but it was pretty
and
hot.
And then he says at this concert, she traveled a long way to be here. She came from Arizona. Settle down.
Yeah.
To Arizona, I mean. Anyway.
All right.
Great. That was a great latest movie roundup. We gave people a lot of tips. A
lot of different tips.
Yeah.
Probably the first time that's gotten applause at the end of it. But this is the part where I say... Let the games begin! Dear Tacoma Comedy Whoa. Club, if we could bring up the house lights just a little bit. Oh, perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my.
Lots of great options
hell?
Out there.
Oh, my God. My face is on some of these. So flattering.
I don't know how you guys are going to do it.
So I just pick
each of you have to pick one name tag. There's so many good ones. Pick one and bring it back to your seat. While you do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, there are no sponsors this episode, so I'll just talk about me and Las Vegas. Who is coming to see Doug Loves Movies at the Rio Hotel Comedy Cellar
in Las Vegas this Sunday, January 27th at 4:20. Show of hands, I can't see you. Also coming up, and I'm very excited about it, on April 19th at the Royal Oak Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan, I'm doing my annual countdown to 4:20 show. It starts around 10:15 p.m. and then at midnight we'll do a countdown to 4:20 and then we'll go outside and do you know what. And I'm also very excited to say that my 4:20 show this year is going to be on Saturday, April 20th at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, a place that recently went full recreational on the marijuana. So I couldn't be more excited about that. All right, back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We did it. Yay. Good job, everybody. Always so many good name tags here. You guys never disappoint, and I appreciate that. But let's start with Justin. What'd you end up with?
This one was tweeted out at me, I think, by someone named Chief Wacky Doo. And it is my face, so immediately I'm down for that. And then it says, TJ2, Dugment Day, or Dudgment Day. And then it's got candy, so it's also, like, amazing.
Dudgment Day is
coming. Dudgment Day.
Look out for Dudgment Day.
Your clothes, give them to me now.
Great job. It's got lots of candy on it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you playing for, Andrew?
Avengers Infinity Chris.
What? Why? Why?
Come on.
Why? Why? Have you seen this?
Wait, why is the thumb so weird?
Yeah, why are you just wiggling the thumb? Oh, there you go.
Maybe this should go to the glaze, huh, boy? All right, having fun.
That actually is, like, perfect. Yeah. Yep, it's
Who
great.
Wants to be thumb-fingered?
Me. That looks great.
Puddle boy.
Oh, God.
Hey, can I see that for a second?
Yeah, wait till you find the other fingers.
Oh, sorry. That's...
Thank you.
Oh, you want to put it there? You
want to? Yeah, I'd like it to be there.
Okay, cool. I didn't know what you were doing for a second.
Yeah, and then no,
you
I don't want anybody's hand to be in that thing right now. I got a show to do. The way you were working that thumb, holy
yeah,
Christ.
I mean, it was distracting.
People need to pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's my first time.
I mean, this club already has better lighting on the two heckling Muppets up in the corner.
Tacoma is dim as shit. I gotta
say. I do. Not stupid.
Not stupid.
No.
Not stupid. stupid. I mean, like, just
low
dark.
Lighting. Oh, low lighting.
Lighting everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no, it's not that. It's like every store you go in, it just feels like a cool guy's dorm room. Like, it's just everything's low lit in this town.
Every place here should have handy reading glasses when you walk in. Yeah. Because the lighting is very low. And it's
this girl's adamant that
there's people
it smells
that
bad.
Love to talk about it smelling bad here, but I have never noticed.
I only noticed today. Andrew and I were walking, and there was a smell of human poop.
Yeah. That was probably it was, human.
Yeah,
poop.
I don't. Yeah. I think she's talking about the smell of human fish.
Oh. No, I haven't noticed that. Tacoma aroma. Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's like. Listen, if you can make anything rhyme, people are going to love you. All right, here we go. This is beautiful.
Doug Benson, Nikki Glaser, Melissa's Doubtfire.
Look at that.
This is just this. Doug sent this to me earlier and showed me this, and it was just an amazing Photoshop, and I've never felt so beautiful as I do on Sally Field's body and face. Just like my face on her face. So I was like, wow, I look amazing. And it's like, yeah, it's a lie, Nikki.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it.
Oh, you put that there?
Yeah, throw that there.
Yeah, I throw them all down on the floor eventually because I don't. They're just so, the artwork is so good, it's distracting.
Yeah, it's true.
I kicked mine.
We got a rest of the show to do here. And I've prepared some games. And this first one is called Swift Justice. Normally, I don't like to play games that favor any particular guest, but if Nikki doesn't win this one, I'll be surprised.
Yes.
I am going to read the IMDb description of a movie that happens to have the same title, unrelated to a Taylor Swift song.
Fuck.
I was nervous.
Here we go.
A lot of Taylor Swift songs line up with movie titles, and this is one of them. Just guess as often as you'd like. And the person who gets it right first wins. Do you have any pre-guesses, Nikki?
No. Yes.
I do.
What's your pre-guess?
Begin Again.
Oh, yes, that is a movie. But no, that's not the one.
Damn it.
I chose today.
But you know what? I'm almost at a disadvantage because I know so many of her songs that it's like too many things to choose from. Do you know what? No, that's not going to sell. I'm not going to sell that. Okay, never mind.
Hey, if there's folks sitting around this lady who keeps talking, could you ask her to stop?
All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
Andrew, do you have a pre-guess?
Yeah. Back to December.
No.
Wow, good job.
That's a deep cut, boys.
That's not even the name of one of her songs.
Yeah, it is.
Back to December?
Back to December.
All the time. Yeah. Don't you guys want
to
hear
it? I was
going
to ask you to try to sing
horrible.
It, but you went right into it.
Yeah.
There is no try.
These days, I have trouble sleeping. Playing back, thinking about while you leaving. When my birthday passed and I didn't call.
Fall.
And I think about summer, all those beautiful times. To watch you laughing from the passenger side.
I'm like the Flavor Flav of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Oh, that's a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, but not the title of a movie. Although I will watch a movie called Are You Ready For It?
Oh my God, it's a dance movie for sure.
It better be dancing and it better be in VR.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. This is a Taylor Swift song. It's also a movie. Don't Don't yell out guesses from the audience, please. An alien orphan.
Mac and me.
I wish there was a Taylor Swift song called Mac and Me.
I don't know any fucking Taylor Swift song, so I'm just going blind
E.T.,
with this.
I would say, but that's a Katy Perry song.
Really?
An alien orphan is sent from his dying planet to Earth, where he grows up to become...
Man of Steel.
His adoptive home's first and greatest superhero.
Superman?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus!
I don't even know that song.
Wow!
She does have a song called Superman.
She does? Shit. Good job.
Shit! I literally cannot name a Taylor Swift song.
No, but you know movies.
That's awesome.
You did it, Justin.
That was fun.
All right, Nikki, well, it's going to be rough from here on in.
That's my only chance to shine. Oh,
damn
God.
It.
Yeah, we've been playing Swift Justice for a while on the show now, and we've gone through all of them, I think. I think I haven't done Begin Again yet, though, so I can still do that.
There you go.
If the guests are people that don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
But now we're going to play. This is special just for today. It's great that Justin Robinson just won this first game, because this next game is called Meet the Robinsons.
Yes.
Sweet.
You're going to go first, Justin, then Andrew, then Nikki. And you're each going to bid on how many... The Douglas Movies podcast has been going for about a little over a decade now. And when I say a little over, I mean a few years over. I know, right? It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
In all of those years... We'll start with Justin. Closest without going over wins. How many guests on the show have had the last name Robinson? Think about it in your head, all the famous Robinsons and all the ones that would agree to this.
Yep.
And then give us a number, Justin Robinson. Of course, there's at least one because you're here, Justin Robinson.
This is true. I'm going to say... Six.
He's going six.
Yeah. Now, is this like Price is Right style?
Yeah.
Closest without going over.
All right. So, yeah, six.
What do you think, Andrew?
First name Robinson or no? No? Okay.
It's funny you should mention that. It should count, but it doesn't.
Okay.
Because I had Robinson Crusoe on once.
Yeah. Robinson Cano?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I was like, well, I don't believe that expression, no man is an island, because you're here.
I'll go with nine.
Nine!
Oh!
Nobody agrees with that.
No, it was a terrible guess. Watch him be right.
What do you think, Nikki?
I was going to go with... I'll take the right under. What did... Five?
Justin said six.
Six? I'll go five then. Yeah.
All right.
Because I think it's going to be five. I think it's going to be three.
No, you would.
I mean,
would
it
say,
is without
you should
going.
Say one. You should
no.
Say,
it's without
one.
Going over,
oh,
so you could just
over.
Say
oh,
one.
One. That's what I meant. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
That's bullshit.
Like, I
that
never
is bullshit.
The Price is Right. That was so amateur. I apologize.
It's a solid tactic.
Can I go? Can I go back to seven?
No. You want seven?
No, I mean,
you want seven?
You want to pin me.
Yeah,
I'll let you have
nine.
Seven.
I'll do nine. I'll
okay,
go.
Stick with nine, but you can also have seven.
No, I'll do nine.
Yeah.
There might be a
you're a loser
why.
Either way.
Yeah. I'm hearing a loser there.
It's a lose-lose sitch. Two at best. What are you, what, have you been listening? All right, let me break it down for you guys. So exciting. Justin Robinson.
Yeah.
Is here today. Recently, first time guest on the show, Becky Robinson.
Good friend. Yeah.
She taught me to do an impression of Jennifer Coolidge.
Do it! Oh, wow.
Good. She really taught you. That's
well,
great.
She did it, and then I just went, oh, yeah, that's how you do an impression of her. You just say, oh, wow. You love him on The Office, Craig Robinson.
Yep.
That's three. He did it before he became a movie star, but he did it after doing my show. From Love, Simon, Nick Robinson was a guest on Doug Loves Movies. That's four. And then who here listens to Star Wars Minute podcast? Nerd. I mean, I'm grateful there was at least one, so thank you. Yeah, that show is, of course, co-hosted by Alex Robinson. And that brings the grand total to five Robinsons.
Nice.
Nikki wins that game.
Even. Good.
Damn it.
Even a Robinson can't keep track of them.
There's so many.
They're just all over the
all
place.
All over the place.
Doing
crazy.
Their thing.
I used to think I was related to all of them, like the football players and everything.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then you did 23andMe, and you were like, oh, I was sorely mistaken.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's when you bowed out.
Wait, you got to be invited. You got to be invited to be related to them. You've got to be related to some of them, right?
I have no idea. Maybe, sure.
I think just having the last name, I think, gets you there a little bit.
I do follow everyone who's named Justin Robinson on Twitter.
Oh, that's fun.
Just to kind of creep them out.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him and just be like, hey, other me, how you doing? It works out.
It is weird when you meet someone with your same name. You're like, what's it like? I know. Like, that's so weird. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it is weird.
I go a different route. Everybody that has a name, Doug Benson, I murder them.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, like the one.
Sweet. And there aren't any left, actually. Yeah. So I don't make any more.
Yeah, I hope there's no more because I'll be a prime suspect. I'll be the first person they call. Where were you the night that the person you threatened to kill died? I don't know.
You're going to do that voice when talking to the police?
I think so. I think it's good when police are interrogating you.
To try
to
and
sound like a Muppet.
Just trying out.
We agree up here in the balcony.
That's good. I was on stage last night and didn't know that those things were there until I was on stage, and it freaked me out so much. And I kept trying to do my joke, but looking and trying to get more information about what was happening over there. Yeah.
They both have their hands folded like they're praying that the comedy is going to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are
named after hotels. And right? And one of them has a fucking Christmas hat on still. Don't you guys have a ladder? Or does he prefer it? I like the hat. It keeps my head warm.
That's good.
I mean, I don't, Nikki, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm trying to become an impressionist.
Oh, I didn't know.
Trying.
I'm really working on my impressions.
Oh, wow. Wait, is that more Owen Wilson?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Now it's time to play Last Man Stanton. Yeah. All right, so this is the game that's going to determine it all. Whoever wins this game, someone's going to go home with all these bags of stuff, courtesy of all of us. I haven't thrown a donut in a second. Who wants a donut?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. It's called putting it in hands. Nikki, would you like to throw a donut?
Yes, I would love to.
There you go.
Can I throw?
There's no way. It's too dim in here.
Doug, can I?
It's too stupid in here.
No, that is not what I meant. Oh, look at you all. This will be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hit the guy. I hit him in the head. You all right?
Hey, don't worry about Justin's. Just because it's been on the floor.
All right, in the back.
Don't worry about it.
Whoa, jeez. I kind of winged it. Sorry, guys. Probably should have lobbed it a little bit there. I got a little excited on that one.
All right. Well,
I know,
you,
right?
You didn't need to bring the lights up for that, but... but thank you. There's a few more left in there. What do you call these, Nikki?
Donuts.
Yeah. It's very easy, right?
Do people call them donuts?
What's her... Emma Arnold always thought growing up that these were called Donettis. So that's what I call them now, of course.
That's kind of cute. Yeah, that's cuter.
It really is adorable.
Donettis.
All right, so the game Last Man Stand, the audience knows how it works. I'll explain it to you guys real quick. I'm going to get the name of maybe one, maybe two, who knows, maybe three actors and actresses, and then all four of us have to make turns.
Make turns. All right.
Let's make him take.
Come on, you guys, make a turn.
Let's make some turns.
Change your life right now. No, we're going to take turns naming movies that those people have been in.
Oh.
If you can't think of one, you're out. But also, you have your lifeline. You can go to, what's his name? Justin, TJ?
TJ, yes.
TJ, you can go to TJ. Nikki can go to Melissa. And Chris, I mean, Andrew can talk to the hand.
Great.
Who made that hand?
This guy here.
What's his name?
Chris, I think.
Oh, it is
you
Chris.
You made it?
Oh, so I
he
was
didn't
right.
Make it.
He took the toy.
Sorry, I stole your thunder.
He took the toy and added tape to it with his
okay.
name on it.
That's right.
That's what
right.
sold me.
It was,
yeah.
It's pretty impressive engineering for a toy.
It's just insanely expensive.
It's a collector's item. I have it at home.
You have it?
I actually have that at home, yeah.
It's
really cool.
That's like somebody on Hoarders pointing to a pile of garbage and going, collector's item. All right, where is she? Where's Grit City Chick? Yeah? Hi, what's Grit City? That's
Tacoma.
What they call Tacoma?
Yep, it's the Grit City.
Change your name to T-Town Chick.
Hey, hell yeah, dude. T-Town.
Dim City. Dim City sounds cool.
Sounds like a horror movie I don't want to watch.
Dim City.
Dimsum.
Or it's just a town where all food is presented on carts.
Yes. Dim City.
What do you... what's your actual name, Grit City Chick?
Michelle?
Okay. And what's your suggestion today for Last Man Stanton?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Ladies love Jeff Goldblum.
That's a pretty good one. Where's your... I got to look at the panel. Where's your confidence level on Goldblum? Andrew's not feeling entirely... I want to create a safe space for Andrew.
No, I'm good. I know who he is.
You know who he is.
Yeah. I know who he is.
The tall guy?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
Let's get another name just so we have a backup here. Where is Bunny?
Whoa. All right, Bunny.
I didn't expect someone named Bunny to be so sweary. I want to make sure I have the right one. Do you spell it? B.
I-E? Is it I-E?
Bunny?
B-U-N-N-E-Y-Y-Y.
Yeah.
That's how you spell it? Can I see an ID? All right, Bunny. What's your actual name, Bunny?
Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann?
Wow.
That's her name? Oh.
Nikki babysitted your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is a long time ago, not recently.
Yeah, no, I babysat for Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, and I can do a pretty good Leslie Mann. She talked like this. She'd be like, "What?" She had to. Yeah, she was awesome. They were cool, but yeah. Leslie
okay,
Mann.
Say this is a line from Welcome to Marwin. Say, what's with all these dolls?
What's with all these dolls? That's pretty good. I don't even know the
you
line.
You nailed it. He fell
pretty...
in love with her when she said that. Okay,
she's
Bunny.
This lady's yelling at me. Wait, what?
She's still yelling stuff. You okay?
Bunny.
Oh, interesting. Well, we don't know what you're going to say. Are you going to say Leslie Mann?
That's who what she... That's who she was planning.
That's who she picked. That's not her name.
I asked you what your real name was.
Oh, that's an actor? Oh, I thought Bunny was Leslie Mann.
I said, what is your real name? And you yelled, Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
But that's not, you got ahead of yourself. I'm sure you smoked a lot of weed.
It happened.
And I'm very proud of you.
It happened.
But I need you to focus and not pick such a shitty name.
No, that's a great name. I think Leslie Mann is a great
name. I'm just teasing.
Okay, good.
I'm teasing. I love Judd, and Leslie says hi to me sometimes.
Oh, that's so
right? Can't you picture it? Her just being like, hi. You know, like, yeah. Like I'm Judd's friend, you know? She just got worked into it and had to be okay. Okay, so we've got Leslie Mann and Jeff Goldblum. Let me look at the panel. I don't think you're feeling better thanks to the Leslie Mann edition.
I didn't know it wasn't.
All right, I'm going for three.
I got.
I want an exciting game. I want everyone to have a chance. Where is Queen L Cosplay?
Queen L Cosplay.
Where are you at? Oh, I can see you. Hi, she's in the side section over here. It's real, you guys. Some people sitting over there can't see you at all, so they think I'm just talking into the void. But what's your name, real name?
Jennifer.
And why'd you call yourself that? Queen L Cosplay?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Don't you have to dress up as a specific person when you're cosplaying?
No, I do lots of different people.
So many different people that she has her own name.
Oh.
Which she cosplays.
Oh, that's
Queen
cool.
L. All right.
Nice.
And who's your suggestion for today?
Brittany Murphy.
Ooh. Brittany Murphy?
Yes!
Do you have any that are less dead?
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding around because Brittany Murphy's not going to hear it.
No.
Okay, so I'm sure that didn't help the fellas much, but... Today we're going to play the films of Brittany Murphy, Leslie Mann, and Jeff Goldblum. Nikki, you won that last game, so you got to go first, then Andrew, then Justin, then me. I like to play along.
Okay.
And don't forget about your lifeline. I recommend using it early, but
okay.
I'm crazy like that.
Okay.
What do you got, Nikki?
Clueless.
Okay.
I thought you'd lead off with a Leslie Mann. I was a little
40-year-old virgin.
A little surprised. I think Nikki is saving those Leslie Manns to really clean up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Justin?
The Fly. Jeff Goldblum.
Okay. If that's how we're going to play it. Do you remember when Jeff Goldblum was described earlier as the tall guy?
Yeah.
He's in a movie called The Tall Guy.
No way.
Fuck.
No way. That's
Fuck.
So funny. That is so funny.
What's the
you
tall
knew
man?
A title even.
The brown hair
I think
guy?
It's tall is that guy.
A movie? No.
Yeah. Quiet.
Wait, what?
There's people trying to say it's the tall man, but I disagree, and it's my show. Back to you, Nikki. Hey, that lady's talking again.
This is 40.
Yes.
This is 40.
That was going to be... That was
hey,
be
did you see that movie, Nikki?
Yeah.
Who's right, Paul or Leslie?
Ooh, I got it.
I don't remember the plot line enough to... Wait, what?
Do you remember being upset that they made her more terrible than she needed to be?
I don't remember that.
I feel like Judd actually wrote down things that Leslie said to him. And then when you see somebody saying that to Paul Rudd, you're like, come on. That's fucking Paul Rudd
you're
talking to.
You don't talk to my Paul Rudd like that. Yeah, we all do feel like he's ours. Like, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing he can do wrong.
He's a sweetheart.
Oh, Clueless.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Back to that again.
Yeah.
Andrew?
8 Mile.
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
Justin?
Knocked Up. Leslie Mann.
Oh, I have to say it because I just saw it and it's nuts. Welcome to Marwen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that movie's weird.
The Cable Guy.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Are you sure it's not
guy?
The Cable Man? Cable Dude.
Oh, man.
You got this, Andrew.
Oh, Independence Day.
Oh, yep, yeah. Yep. Jeff Goldblum, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, those ladies weren't in that. Justin.
Sin City. Brittany Murphy.
Wait, yeah, Brittany Murphy.
Full title.
No, that was the full title of the first one.
No, I think there was more words even in the first one. It was just Sin City. Okay. All right, settle down.
Thanks, guys.
Jesus. It's so intense. You don't care for that. What was that one where she was all like, damn you, and he was like, sorry.
That's every movie.
Oh, yeah. Shh, shh, shh. It's rhetorical. I wasn't.
Oh.
Wasn't hoping for actual answers. I'm gonna go deep Jeff Goldblum and say Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
George in the Jungle.
Wait, slow down. It's not George, it's not like Sex and the City.
George in the Jungle.
No, it's not.
Jungle
he gets
George.
Up in it.
It's not Mozart.
George of the Jungle. Yeah, that makes more sense.
George in the Jungle could have just been a passerby.
Do I still get it? Does that disqualify
me? Yeah, yeah,
me?
No, you're
oh,
good.
That's nice.
You're good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're good. You're not going to win anyway.
I know. I know. It's true.
Who are we at? Andrew?
Yeah, shit.
You can use your lifeline.
Chris,
what do you got?
Huh?
Jurassic Park. He's going Jurassic
Park.
Oh,
yeah, Jurassic Park. Thank you, Chris. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I guess I should have been more clear that movies where Jeff Goldblum has his shirt open count. Justin?
Jurassic World.
You could do that?
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
It's a separate film.
Yeah. I would have said Clueless 2 then. All right.
Then you would be out. You got to make sure they were actually in the sequel. Before you say it. I'm going to go with, as long as we're talking sexy George, sexy Jeff Goldblum in the Jungle. I like that you say always, but I think he was at his peak in a movie called 9 Months.
Nice.
Yeah, Hugh Grant was like, hey, I'm the skinny one. Settle down. Nikki?
17 again.
Ooh.
Thank you.
I like that movie. Not gonna lie to you.
So good.
It's really
yeah,
good.
It is.
Leslie Mann's great in it.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry's great in it briefly.
Yep.
Thomas Lennon's great
Zac
in
Efron.
It.
Zac Efron.
It's just, it's really, if you wanna watch a movie about children, that's not annoying.
Yeah.
17 again. Skip that old George Burns shit, 18 again. They did a really good job with the remake, reboot. Andrew? Chris? You already went to Chris.
You can't do it twice.
You went to him once, but what did he say? Do you remember what he said?
Which time?
When you went to Chris?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I said it already.
Yeah, what did he say?
Jurassic
Park.
Park.
And then he said Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And
we're leaving a lot of Jurassic shit on the table.
Jurassic 5.
Jurassic $1.
That would be the right answer on Doug Loves Hip Hop.
That is awesome.
Jurassic of the Jungle. Jurassic.
I know Jurassic's in it.
Jurassic is. Don't know. Jurassic.
Let me help you out. He's not in Jurassic Park 3.
Okay.
That's the only one he's not in.
Back to.
This is a lost cause.
Thank you for playing, Andrew Collins.
Thank you. I did all right.
Justin.
I hope I'm getting it right. Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
It's fucked up. That one's fucked up, the title, because they don't do it. There's no two. It's out of order. And they do it out of order. Don't say it, you guys. But do you want to switch to something else? Do you want to go to your lifeline?
I'll just go to something else than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Wait, which one's in that?
Oh, shit. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Is that Vol 2? Are you going to say Vol 2?
Yeah, he's in it. You're right. That was close. I don't know what you were doing over there.
Jesus.
What was the
I don't know why you weren't just saying Thor Ragnarok.
Because I was thinking of the wrong movie.
Yeah, but you do see him in the second Guardians. Go ahead, Nikki.
Uptown Girls.
Yes. Britney. Yeah, that was good. Justin? Came back at you fast, didn't it?
Way too fast. Lifeline! Oh. TJ, help!
TJ, what do you got?
Girl Interrupted.
Right, Brittany Murphy was in that. That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to say, sticking to Brittany Murphy, I'm going to go with, oh shit, what was that? She said it in the movie. I'm not going to tell. That's not it, though. Right? I fucked it up. I'm out. Nikki?
You're out?
Yeah.
No way.
I said it wrong.
You did? Well, yeah. I said George of the Jungle.
Or okay, you're out, too? Okay, is that what you want?
Sweet,
no,
yeah.
I just want you to forgive yourself.
I won. I won?
No.
I think I won.
No, it's okay for me to be out because I can't win anyway.
Okay, Sidewalks of New York.
Okay.
Wow.
But do you know which one I was talking about?
No.
It's that one where she's like in a psych ward and she's like, she knows who murdered somebody, but she won't say. Don't say it, you guys. Justin?
Wow, no idea. Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom? I'm hoping he's in it. I have no...
Take one word out.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Yeah.
Really? There's no duh there? There you
go. Yeah, I don't think there's a duh in there. Nikki? You haven't gone to Melissa yet, have you?
No,
she's good at this.
All right, save it if you got another one.
I don't.
Okay,
I
go to Melissa. Hotel Artemis.
Hotel Artemis.
Which one's in that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is
Goldblum
in that.
Yeah.
Shit. It's like, what? Justin?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Nikki Glaser's a winner! She did it!
Thank you! Oh, my God. I've never won anything. I honestly have never won anything.
The opposite of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I know. I was on Dancing with the Stars. I got first, voted off, And now I've won, and it's redemptive. Thank you so much.
Melissa, come get your stuff.
Get all your
Where
stuff,
are you
Melissa.
At?
Come get your loot.
Yay, Melissa. Yeah, come on down here in front of this front row.
Can I? Lady Power. Oh, do you get everything?
Thanks,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, she gets all of
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, dude.
Does he get his thing?
Awesome.
No, I don't know how that works. Oh.
Hey, that wrestler
nice
looks like
to
you, too. It's, yeah, we got the same look. Yeah, yeah, keep it.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Justin, pass me your name tag if you could, and tell us what you'd like to plug. Listen
well,
to him weekday mornings.
If you're in the Seattle area, you can listen to me Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on BJ and Migs on 99.9 KISW. 6:47 and 8:47, you can hear me ask dumb questions. And then also I've got a geeky podcast with the show with BJ Shea called BJ Shea's Geek Nation, where you get to talk about a lot of geeky shit. So please subscribe to that on all of your stuff.
And yeah, it's
yeah. I don't know where the speaker is on this thing though. Is it in one of the fingers?
You gotta put your hand in it.
Yeah, put your hand in it.
You gotta
it
put your hand in it. Anyway, it makes some scary noise. It sounds like a storm's coming. Someone's gonna jerk off like they never have before.
I mean, that's so
Andrew Collin, what have you got to plug, dude?
Go to my Instagram, Andrew T. Collin, and then I have a podcast called Happy Never After, and then I'm on Nikki's show, You Up with Nikki Glaser, every Wednesday. It's a great show, Channel 95 on Sirius XM.
Yes.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, you took one of Nikki's plugs, but that's cool.
Yeah. I'll give him another plug. He's seriously so funny on Instagram. Andrew T. Collin. You should really follow him.
Yeah, and he was great here today.
Yeah, he's so funny. His stand-up is so funny. He's opening for me on all my tour dates. I am on the road every single weekend across America until, like, the end of summer. So go to my website, NikkiGlaser.com, and check out when I'm going to be in your city and come see me.
Is this a reference to you, Andrew?
No.
No,
that's a reference to your show, Justin?
Yeah, it's a reference to my show.
I mean, it fits.
Were you one of those before?
Yeah, I've been on with you.
No, not with me.
But you've been.
I hope not.
You've been an intern, Andrew?
I've been in it. Yeah, I think everyone has, huh? No?
No?
We have a gentleman right here in the witness box.
Oh, you went right to.
This is, we could do a To Kill a Mockingbird stage production here very easily.
Yeah, or Four Angry Men.
Yeah.
You want a donut, dude?
Four Dim Angry Men.
Do you want one? Donut? There you go. That's where you get a good, people that participate in a good way get a donut. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He really thought I was going to give the lady...
Heckler on heckler hate.
Heckler. Don't reward her for yelling out as I am doing now.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Ouch. Wing.
Love it.
Thank you to the Tacoma Comedy Club.
Yes. Great club. Support them.
Yeah, thank you to all you guys.
Thank you.
For showing up every time. And one more time for all my guests, Justin Robinson, Andrew Collin, and Nikki Glaser. She likes to get out of here early, you know, to beat the traffic. As always, the Lakers are a shithead. and this was just weird timing, Andrew, the former intern, is a shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him